Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
All right, it is 8:05 on this Thursday, August 27th, Morning Mayhem fully assembled. I'm David Basil along with Roger Scott out here at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway. Justin Moore out there in beautiful Moore Mountain in Pullen, Arkansas. And then Christian Weaver back in the Oakland studio. We're here at Luxury Pool and Spa as they celebrate the end of the summer sale that begins on Monday. Perfect timing. Football season started, and Jeremy Lawson here with us. That's sort of, this is a chapter. This is how you guys sort of turn the page, too. That's how we know it's football season,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and you guys got almost everything that you step in here and see has got a discount on it.
That's for sure. Andrea and the girls have done a great job with selling things, but they want to close out, and we're going to close out. So
I'm excited.
Giving stuff away.
I'm excited about my hot tub because this year I finally got my tile right. And
we had nothing to do with the tile.
I am excited about, Justin, they've had their jacuzzi out there for a while. I don't know how much y'all get. I mean, not jacuzzi, but the hot tub. How often you use it anymore. But, I'm looking forward. I said one of my favorite experiences last year was going out and getting in that hot tub with it being snow everywhere, and then being able to watch a football game on the. I told Jessica, it must have been an open week for me to be able to do that. Right. I just said, this is what it's all about. Of course, you've got your boy Peyton, just like Justin has South. I think South may be a little bit younger than Peyton. How old is South now, Justin? What is he right now, age wise?
He's nine.
He's nine, and what is Peyton?
Peyton's 11.
Okay, I was thinking Peyton was a little bit older, but it's the same kind of deal. You know, you're at the age where those kids are just loving the game, and they just love getting out there, and you see the energy. And I'm going to tell you, your boy, Peyton's like South. They don't mind laying the wood. They like to get up and hit somebody.
Yeah, we say in baseball he likes to play football, so it's good for him to be in football and get to actually hit somebody and it not be getting ejected or something.
Yeah, and then you're an old football player. Played at Arkansas Tech and
years ago.
Yeah, was all conference, all American.
All conference, all South.
Okay,
no, I was all not right. All American.
Okay, but still,
we were up there yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean they were talking about it. There was a lot of room for people talking about it.
Yeah, I'm
sure. Can I tell you,
in the day and age where we're getting all of us agree, getting tired of just reading about money and transfer portal and whatever, you go Division II, NAIA. Division III, and nobody's talking about money. You know, you get a little bit of that where you get some D2 guys going up to D1, but you're playing most because you love the game. You get a scholarship to get an education, and that's what it's about. And that's why,
that's what it used
to be. Oh, you mean the college experience? Yeah,
that's right.
You get that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's right. That's right.
And what a concept.
Yeah, and you're talking about that's in Russellville, Arkadelphia. You just love the smaller towns and embrace the what used to be the old AIC. It was a simpler time, and I liked it a lot better, too.
So. Oh, yeah. That's great. Back in the day, we were playing UCA and all the state schools. And, of course, that was the Gulf South Conference back when I was there. So we had North Alabama, who Arkansas is playing. We had them in our conference, and West Georgia and Valdosta.
Oh, good teams. Yeah. You know what's weird, though, now, I think we were talking about earlier, because there's media like us, and now you got podcasts, and now you got everybody's doing something. There's more talk, there's more questions, there's more posts to where, man, like we were talking about the Silverfield, and even Nathan Brown. You know, Nathan Brown, they didn't have a good year last year, and so they've been talking about the same thing for 9 months. So that we can't wait to turn this thing around. And it's just talk to where I was up there with Silverfield at the Touchdown Club, and I felt like going, Coach, I don't even want to ask any more questions because, you've answered every one of them a thousand different ways, but that's the nature of what we do now, and, you have to put up with it, but especially when you're coming off of a losing season.
Coach Brown's a great dude. He's a good guy. He's got a son, I guess, around the age of my son, but he's a good guy, and I think he'll get it turned around there.
I do think it's interesting, the whole Lane Kiffin deal. You know, Lane Kiffin is established himself as the arch enemy number one, the most hated coach in really college sports. And he just keeps on, man.
He's a complete and utter asshole. I mean, he just is not a good dude.
And
I don't know. I just did dump it if you have to.
No, that's all right. Roger, is that okay to say? I think that's...
You're dang right it is.
Yes, all right. And we didn't, no, we haven't got any red alerts.
I just got a message saying it ain't.
No. Okay, is that, but now he comes back, and he's like, again, he's going to be the guy that's going to sign the two guys. They're playing. You know, they just got let go of camp. No, we're going to be... I mean, it's just like, he's going to be the maverick. He's going to hack everybody off, and he's going to be the one that everybody wants to see lose. I hadn't looked at their record to see what... I mean, not record, their schedule. To see who they play this year. Everybody's pointing to that Ole Miss game, but yeah. I look to see, you know, what they might be before that. But he's just, I don't, is there anybody else even close to him in the hated coach category? I don't think anybody dislikes the guy at Ohio State.
I think
State.
People actually used to like the guy. Yeah. I think people liked his attitude in terms of, you know, what he did at Ole Miss,
I like him better at Ole Miss.
Than what
he's become. What he did with Ole Miss at the end, I did not like.
Ole Miss historically,
sometimes they're good for you, sometimes they're bad. This year they're good. I like him.
Yeah, I liked him better when he was at. He didn't seem.
See, I hated him at Ole Miss. That's where I started hating him. Because I'm 42. My entire life, they have absolutely sucked.
Yeah, historically, they're not a good program.
Yeah. And so, why would you like him there? Incredibly surprised that you like that guy.
Well,
it's out of character.
It's his social media savvy in the last year or two that he's done, and he's been.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but that's exactly why I hate the guy. That's what's so funny.
It's okay.
Is all that stuff.
I didn't mind him. He's a totally honest kind of guy. I didn't mind that, you know.
He's got thick skin.
He does. What he did, I just did not like the whole way the thing went
way
down.
Left. I didn't like the way he left Tennessee and the UCLA.
Oh, that was bad. That was
USC
bad, too.
Thing.
Right.
There's great reason to go, what a scumball. But I guarantee you, we were thinking.
If he was our coach, we'd have loved him. Yes.
When it was up for Chad or even after Coach Pittman, whatever. I mean, we would have taken.
Oh yeah, now that I totally agree with. He just comes across as a total dolt to me.
It's going to be fun to root against them. Here's the thing, Justin. We get him again. We get to see him every year. You know, with the boot. I don't know if we'll ever win that thing back. But I do want to say real quick. I can't. You know, I know that Andrea talked about Coach Pittman. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool that Coach Pittman did that and spent that time with Peyton. That was a class act, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love the guy. So I think him and Jamie are happy, and that's what's a good thing for them. So.
Well, you know, there's very few coaches that retire. Most of them are fired. It just the reality of
that. That is a fact,
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, it really is. There's not many that went out on their
very,
own.
Very, very few.
And the last one did? Urban? Did Urban and
I think
and
he sort of
Saban.
Well, no, Urban got fired at Jacksonville.
Urban was fired.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Who's out there that hasn't been fired? Bobby Bowden, was he fired? Or he was pushed out.
Paterno
was pushed out. He was pushed out.
They're pushed out. Pushed
is there
out
anybody really? That went out on their own terms and said, oh,
Saban,
I know the guy
Nick Saban. Saban.
Nick Saban.
Oh, yeah, Nick Saban. Yeah, so Saban, maybe Bill Snyder at Kansas, who did such a good job
Kurt
there.
Kurt Ferentz at Iowa probably will.
He's still there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
he still will at some point.
Did he get pushed out?
I can't remember the guy at Michigan, D'Antonio. Who'd you say, Roger?
Musselman.
He left on his own.
Yeah, but, well, he left on his own. He wasn't fired.
Coach has had 17 different jobs.
Who has?
Coach Pittman. 17
That's what I said. It's going to be so weird for him after 40 years coaching not to be doing this fall. Yeah. But, man, at some point, you know, enjoy, kick back
it's
and enjoy life.
It's a different game for sure.
It's a way different game
than when he started.
Yeah.
Enjoy in life.
It's just
not the
opinion.
X's and O's of it either. It's everything off the field.
Somebody said Darryl Royal. Yeah, probably Royal went out on his own. And Frank went out on their own on their own terms.
I call him Frank and Darryl.
At Arkansas, how many in the last since Hatfield? Hatfield left on his own. He was tired of rules.
Everybody else has been pushed out.
He's been pushed out. Because Houston was sort of pushed, fired, let go.
He's pushed.
And the Petrino. Petrino pushed himself out.
He was pushing that bike.
Yeah. It has been. Oh, Spurrier. What, Spurrier and Lou at South Carolina? I can't remember. Did Spurrier get fired?
I feel like Spurrier left, but I could be wrong.
Deanna says Stoops at Oklahoma. I think he went out on his own.
He did.
Because Lincoln Riley was his backup.
Other than
did Mac Brown go out of the zone on Texas?
As a matter of fact, today's Mac Brown's birthday. I think he went out. Well, he ends up going to. He went back to North Carolina. He might have got fired at Texas after he won the national championship.
Yep, he did.
Want to remind everybody too that the tickets. If you want to see Jerry Jones and President Bill Clinton, the tickets, general admission tickets, are on sale now. $25 a pop. The floor seats are gone. But anyway, it'll still be a great opportunity to watch these guys. I was making the point, guys, too. Speaking of, we hadn't talked much about NFL. For that meeting for Jerry Jones, can you imagine if somehow, I don't even know if I want to throw this on the Cowboys actually come out of the chute. They got a tough schedule, you know, with a record like a 4-1 or a 5-0 or something. I don't know if that's even possible.
Oh, please.
On paper, they got the team.
You think so, Justin?
On paper. I mean, they're stacked.
Yeah, I mean, you think they got everybody healthy. They got the players they want in the offseason. Joe Milton, the backup, looks good. But they got a tough schedule. Chris, if you'll pull that up, they got a tough schedule. By the way, too, today's National LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson Day. He was the president when Kennedy was shot, took over as president. Did you ever find it, Roger?
No, I can't find it.
We can't find the clips.
I don't think it's in the system.
But he's talking about his britches.
Oh, my gosh. It's the funniest
it's so
thing.
Good.
Christian, you might find it on YouTube. Have you heard it before,
Jeremy? I'm sure I can find it somewhere. It's just not in the system.
This is what we want every president to really be saying, not in public, when he's getting his pants measured.
Think the current one does.
Maybe all presidents talk like that.
No, I'm talking about outwardly. I think the other one, you know, had a little bit more of a filter.
It's so funny. The fact they have a recording of it, Jeremy. And by the way, too, we've got to give a shout out to Shane, your brother. We all have time to talk about you and Andrea, but your brother's in this thing.
Yeah, 100%. He's out there making it happen. I mean, they're getting up early and working.
I met his father-in-law. Met his father-in-law, Ken, yesterday. Also, you're talking with Lee Hatcher. I love it when people that we know, Roger, that we respect, like Greg and Lee Hatcher, talk to you guys. Nothing business up, but you guys are talking about some plans. And I know anything the Hatchers do, they're going to do first class. They don't do anything halfway. And well, she's killing it with the Finish Line RV park over in Hot Springs. That's right next to Oakland. Yeah. What's crazy too, talking with Wayne Smith. We're only 3 months away from racing season.
I was talking to her about all the things that are going on down there right now because we were trying to figure out what we were going to do for Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, and Christmas Eve. Both of those are all three of those are on a Thursday. Obviously, Thanksgiving is Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve as well. Will I do trivia? It's up in the air. But she told me about some other shows that I cannot announce right now that are. Not on the current list at Oakland.com. Amy Grant, Cooper Allen, Matt Matthews, two shows for that cat, and then the Celtic Woman Silver Bells Christmas Tour.
And what did I say about that?
You said
Justin. Roger was holding up placard with Oakland, all the acts on it.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to read it from afar. And I said,
Celtic Women.
I said,
Silver
Celtic
Balls.
Women, and you go, no, it's Celtic Woman. Celtic Woman's Silver Balls.
Yeah, no, it's Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Well,
Christmas.
What kind of show we got going on here?
It's the Christmas one. And that's what it's been.
The number one
shows
one.
That's right. That's right.
6:10:1037. A couple of messages on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. LSU plays Clemson with Chad Morris as OC. I forgot Chad Morris is back at Clemson as OC. Spurrier quit midseason, said he didn't have any meaning more, and walked away. Now, I do remember that. Let's see. Does Jerry even do speaking stuff ever? No, I'm just telling you, this is something that Jerry doesn't do very much. He's the busiest guy on the planet, you know, running a football team. And that's why this is so unique. They don't, you know, and Clinton, you know, he doesn't sit down and talk football like that. That's why it's going to be a fascinating conversation between the two of them, especially with their history in Arkansas. Let's see.
He needs to do a bunch more of this type of thing and stay out of the front office making decisions because he's clearly lost his fastball about two decades ago.
A lot of Cowboy fans would say that. Somebody says here, was cool seeing Coach Pittman in Greenbrier. And so, you know, they had to look up and go, wait, is that who I think it is? Here's one from Bill Lawrence.
Hey, Bill.
And Doris Lawrence. They're on a cruise ship between Denmark and Germany right now. You guys are coming in loud and clear. Tell Jeremy I said Rec Tech. Tell Roger I'm twerking tonight. So Bill Lawrence is 80 years old, and yet he'll get up there and
he will twerk.
He will twerk.
When, you know, there are – footprints like you see at Grauman's Chinese Theater and all that. There are footprints on the tables of Pop's Lounge where Bill Lawrence gets up and twerks during the Cliff and Susan show. He'll get up there. I'm telling you. And I'm talking, he goes low.
Here's one that says, oh,
those guys.
He does. For 80.
Wait, those two right there will outlast everybody on that cruise. I guarantee.
Right. I can't keep up. I can't keep up with him. Here's one. All of you who think last year has anything to do with this year are crazy. I believe Arkansas will win seven or more games. Holy cow. He wins seven games, and this state will be.
Well, he's coach of the year.
There's no question.
He's coach of the year.
There's no question if that were to happen.
So we have that, obviously. Listen, he wins six, and then we go, man, we're going to the Liberty Bowl. A whole different year from the last several quarters.
Here's one. Tell Justin that this is the year we beat Missouri, please, from the Pine Bluff Singing Firemen.
I hope
man. It would be so nice to beat them, finally. By the way, do we need to thank these folks over here? Who are these folks who did the breakfast?
Arkansas Breakfast Club, yes.
Yeah, they're very nice. We had, Roger, you had your egg white. That was very nice.
Egg white, with a little bit of sausage. I had some jalapeno and some salsa. And if you watch me on air, you'll see me taking big old bites of it. It is fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Andrea.
Somebody was saying earlier when we were discussing who would be replacing Dolly Parton as a sort of the matriarch of country music.
Right.
Somebody said Shania Twain.
No.
Now, Shania Twain was big. No. She was obviously, she had a moment
She's
where
not
she
reasonable.
Was the. She, no, I don't think so either. She was,
she
sort of changed country music from an image standpoint. She did the videos and the short shorts.
It's like
and
a pop crossover.
It was, yeah. I agree.
She does not reach that status, and as much of a legend that Patsy Cline is, I mean, her relative, unfortunately, her short career lends to her being stuck wherever she is in the.
Someone said, Roger, y'all were putting out a low grade product earlier this morning.
I apologize.
Yes,
you're absolutely right.
Well, it's okay, but we figured it out. It's really weird. This equipment is very sensitive. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you go deeper into a place, we apparently lose a signal a little bit. But we're going to take care of our good friends here at Luxury Pool and Spa. We'll be doing the next seven shows.
That's why we are here. That's why you've never heard us do a show in a coal mine. We just couldn't do it. Hey, shout out real quick. There's just a few days left for the Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union Summertime Auto Loan Special. It ends Monday. So you can get approved today. Lock in your rate as low as 1.776%. No payments for 90 days, 84 months financing. Once again, we've been talking about it all summer long. We just left Alcoa a few weeks ago. The summer auto loan special ends Monday. You got to take advantage of it. It hurts nothing. You can talk to the man that runs the joint, Steve Brown. If you feel so inclined, do that. They're fantastic people down there. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. They'll do everything they can to get you that loan.
Someone says from the 501, morning, fellas. First game of the season is tonight for my ninth grader. He's a linebacker for Sylvan Hills, and they play Conway. Should be a great evening. So what happens on Thursday nights, you have junior high, and so, which I love too. I love the fact you got cheerleaders, you got band members that are out there practicing, and I think the temperature with the rain the last couple of days is it knocked it down?
Well, it's cooled down, but the humidity is a little bit out there. Your brother may be able to speak more about that.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, it has been nutso butso, and that's where the fog and everything is hitting right now. But yes, it has been a little bit lower. It gotten down into the high 70s, which is almost a chill factor.
Someone says Reba is the only one that could come close to filling Dolly's shoes. I think, too, from a reputation and just the kind of person that they...
And the industry, she's been in movies and TVs as well.
So somebody said Carrie Underwood be a future...
She's got a lot of hits, though, but I wouldn't...
No, she wouldn't be the matriarch. She wouldn't be too young for that.
Please don't.
You got something
else. If she lives another 50, 60 years and outlives everybody else, she certainly could be there.
I hope I've gone long before then, if that's the case.
And I'm not even talking about star power. I mean, Loretta Lynn, she was the matriarch or queen of country, I guess, just by virtue of age is what I'm looking at. And again,
mm-hmm.
Just by that. And, of course, we know Loretta Lynn, we know coal miners are all of that going on. And so so when I'm thinking about it, I think Tanya Tucker's been around forever. I remember watching her when I was in grade school. when she was 13,
I think she was, what, 13, 14? Yeah, something like that.
She was at that time. I don't even know how old she is, if she's our age or not. But anyway, she's been, her career has spanned, I don't know, 50 years, you know, which is a great amount of time. She's had fantastic hits as well. Reba has transcended and gone into entertainment industry with movies and TV.
Right, yeah.
So is Dolly. Again, yeah. But again, I don't think anybody can think of right now is as wonderful a human being.
Yeah.
That we're all hearing about Dolly. And when you look at those old clips with her, as innocent as she was, as genuine as she appeared, and you hear it in her song, and the one that she sang about Johnny Carson in The Tonight Show, and then the one that she sang about Cracker Jack, her dog, on the.
She was super talented.
What was the name of that show? Mr. Green Jeans. What is that? What was Mr. Green Jeans and
I can't think of the morning show, Dad.
Captain
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo, for crying out loud.
Now we get to see all those different videos now.
So she's way above that.
I did want to say real quick, too, Jeremy. I mentioned I'm excited about, you know, not everybody can afford a swimming pool.
That's right.
And so you guys are making good deals on these Caldera hot tubs. And so if maybe the pool is not within your budget, these things are great. Like I said, I'm really excited. You know, I added on a little special deck for my deal and finally got the tile working. And I'm really excited about it because, for me, that's perfect for me.
You've got a killer spot.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
and I would not want to try to build a swimming pool where you live.
Yeah, have you ever built a pool on the side of a mountain?
We have, but you know, you can spend as much money on a retainer wall as the pool costs.
Yeah.
When you have a site like that, so
yeah. The good thing is that if you want a quote, you can call and Shane or Jeremy will come out to your place. That's one of the great things I love about all of our advertisers, including Luxury Pool and Spa. I have no hesitation to go on. Here's their number. You know, here, call Jeremy. You know, call Andrea, whatever. They'll come out there and they're trustworthy. You are what you are. The price is going to be what it is. You guys aren't the cheapest for sure. You do quality work and I was thinking the other day I saw one of your posts that it was somebody's pool you built and you've taken care of it all these years too.
Well, we just try to take care of people the way we want to be taken care of. That doesn't mean that we don't make mistakes. We just try to make it right, and I think that's what everybody's out there.
You're right, Jeremy, and the thing that's really cool about the relationship that everybody has had on 103.7 The Buzz. Show-wise, station-wise, for as long as it has been on since you've been here, David, is the relationships have become friendships.
Sure, you bet.
And the folks that are that like Jeremy and Andrea, who are sponsors, they will seek out other advertisers on our show. Because if we're talking about them and we've seen them, you're going to take advice from family and friends, and we're going to give you the most honest opinion. And we do that advertising-wise, whether it be Sanders Ground Essential being used by Frank Fletcher or us recommending you to go see Frank in those places. So it just all works together.
And you mentioned Chad and Stephanie Powers this morning. They advertised. They actually sponsored Joe Nichols a little bit later in the show.
We still
have Melinda Mayo coming up. We got Joe Nichols coming up. We got to play a little match game brought to you by Roller Funeral Home.
Where's Klein?
I guess we had a pass on Joe today. And then also we got to play a little Factor Crap brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment there in Poland. So got a lot more show to go. We're here in Conway. Honk as you go by. It's the 50th year of business for Luxury Pool and Spa. We're at the Conway location. They have a Russellville location as well. Football gets started tonight. You can catch UCA on the point.
Yep.
And so football has finally arrived. And now everything we talk about, we'll have something to see that we can talk about. It's not going to be projection. It's going to be we see the product finally. So, all right, don't go away. 8:30 here on Morning Mayhem.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Friday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
This is SportsCenter.
The National Football League has decided to discontinue the Pro Bowl festivities. Beginning with the 2026 season, 88 players will receive an honor as a Pro Bowler with no replacement selections. There will be no games, but there will be an in-person celebration in Los Angeles during the week the Pro Bowl usually takes place. In the NFL tonight, the final week of the preseason gets started up. The Steelers will face the Bills at 6 on the NFL Network. The Browns will play the Patriots at 7 on Prime Video. And the Niners will take on the Raiders at 7 on ESPN Unlimited. And in college football tonight, Central Arkansas gets their season started against UT Martin. Kickoff is set for 6:30. It can be streamed on ESPN Plus. Radio coverage can be heard on the Point 94.1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special. $5, your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Calmer weather is expected today. It'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 96 degrees, but also late this afternoon, there is a slight chance of a shower. Then tonight, mostly clear. We'll fall off to 72 overnight. Our Friday will be sunny and hot in the afternoon with a high of 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to 103.7 The Buzz as Justin Akre and Phil Elson broadcast live from each meeting of the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain. Justin and Phil will broadcast live from the Doubletree downtown, bringing you interviews with each speaker and their comments to the club live. Monday, the Little Rock Touchdown Club welcomes Dallas Cowboys legend Emmitt Smith. That's The Zone live at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
I'm Laura Landreau, CEO of Entergy Arkansas, and we have a plan for our growing state. We're building new, more fuel-efficient power plants to keep up with your energy needs. We're reducing outages, and we're ensuring Arkansas has the power it needs to help attract new industry and better jobs, all while keeping rates below the national average. Like most Entergy employees, I'm from here, and we're committed to creating a brighter Arkansas today and for the next generation.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem. Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
All right, 8:34. Good morning, Melinda Mayo. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing well today. I think it's a good day to sit by a pool for sure with this heat that's still sticking around.
You and Mark have a pool, correct?
We do. When we bought this house out in West Little Rock, it had a big backyard, and I said, I don't have to buy a house with a pool, but I have to buy a house that could have a pool someday. So about a year later, we built one and really loved it. We kind of switched from the lake life at Lake Washita, which we've been doing for about 15 years, to the pool life, which is a little easier when you get a certain age to just go out to your backyard rather than hauling all that stuff down.
Sure.
The plate. So, yeah,
well,
we love it.
Justin and Kate can't do this because they've got kids, but to you and Mark decide they were just walk out the back sliding glass door, go out there and
go skinny dipping
out there in that pool?
Easy now.
No? I'd like to do that. Huh? You got a big fence?
We do have a big fence. We do have plenty of privacy. Hey, what happens at the pool stays at the pool.
Hey, what was that? Say that again?
What happens at the pool stays at the pool if you're going to go there, right?
I like it. I like it. that's exactly right. Hey, we got some rain, and we were asking, did it cool down the overall temps or not?
A little bit. Not a lot today, but boy, we sure needed this. That rain last night came with a pretty strong storm. In fact, at one point, we had 25,000 statewide power outages, lots of trees down. I was headed to downtown to go to Hamilton last night in the middle of that storm, and there were trees and limbs down everywhere. So we did get a lot of wind from it. We actually have a front that's coming in today, and that is going to have a little drier air behind it. I don't think you'll really feel it today. Maybe tonight at football, some of the junior high football games, you may notice it being a little bit more comfortable, but I think especially Friday and Saturday, we're still going to get to the mid-90s or so, but I think it's going to feel just a little bit better. So today's high, we've got it 97, a small chance of a few afternoon showers, not many with that front coming through. And then Friday and Saturday, mid-90s, you know, when you've been 105, 106, 107, that's better. I think next week we still kind of build back, though, close to 100. Probably towards the end of next week, so I don't think we're done with those yet. But those 105, 106s that we saw last week, not likely going to happen again, especially if you got a little rain like we just got.
I can't wait for it to get cool for football season when you walk out there. Maybe, you know, you got a jacket you're wearing and you hear the band playing and this stuff right now. It's tough. And now, I don't remember. What are the odds that the next hurricane is going to be called Dolly? Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. It could just be a tropical storm. That's when it gets the name, when it gets the tropical storm status. So the next named storm will be Dolly. And what are the odds? You know, I've had a lot of people say, oh, that would be great. Other people said, no, that's kind of disrespectful. Why did the meteorological people do that? Well, this was done years ago. These things are chosen decades in advance. Yeah, isn't that crazy? So we will be at the fourth named storm, which will be Dolly on the list. That name was added to the Atlantic list of names back in 1996. So 30 years ago, Dolly was put in as the D name for this list. It replaced Diana, which probably nobody remembers Hurricane Diana, but that name was retired in 1990. It was a Category 2 hurricane that hit Mexico, and it actually killed about 140 people. So anyone that is particularly deadly, damaging, costly for some reason, they vote to retire that name. So Diana retired in 1990. And then 6 years later, when that list came back up again to be used, someone on that committee said Dolly. And here we are 30 years later. It'll be the next named storm.
Yeah, that is
that's magic eight ball stuff.
It really is. That's absolutely crazy. Yeah.
Holy cow.
And
let's be honest with what Craig was saying. He interviewed Dolly.
Yeah.
He was in a movie with Tim Curry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Who's next?
You and I are in trouble.
Maybe so. You asked about Coach Silverfield last night at the Catfish Hole, if he said anything new. We were talking earlier. That guy has done so many interviews. I can't think he could come up with any other way to say all the things he's been saying for the last 10 months. I mean, we were just saying, I almost hate to see him have to answer a question again because, like, all right, for the 78th time, I will try to figure out a way to say this in an interesting way. But it was good. It was a big crowd last night. He felt the love. That was the first time that's the first time you've had a coach, a different face there in six years. And so I'm glad they rolled at the red carpet, just like the touchdown club did last week. So I thought it went well.
Yeah, I think it went really well. I think he was really impressed that a catfish restaurant gets that kind of a crowd, you know, for him to sit there. He didn't bring players last night. He is expected, you know, like the other coaches, to bring a couple players each Wednesday night to the catfish hole. He talked a lot about what he's been doing as far as bringing back in, you know, alumni, former coaches, why he wanted to do that. And I think that, you know, it shows a lack of ego, I think, on his part that he's
not like bringing in.
Especially former coaches, you know, to bring those in.
Smart.
They did ask
Smart.
Him about, will any freshmen be on the field? Will they see any snaps this season? He mentioned a couple defensive players. He mentioned tackle Danny Beal, safety Tay Lockett, and cornerback Brandon Ford. Said those may get on the field. And later he came back and said Beal may not quite be ready. I think he may have an injury. So he talked about that a little bit, but. Bill's
a big old boy. He's a big young man. So yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm just like you guys. I'm just ready to talk about something we see on the field rather than what we're dreaming up. Right.
Now you were coming to see Emmitt Smith. When is the last time you went to the Little Rock Touchdown Club? I have a picture when you and Beth Hunt were both youngsters at Channel 7. That was probably. Did you come see Bosworth? Brian Bosworth? Is that who you came to see, or somebody else?
I didn't. You know, ever since I've been heavy on this daybreak schedule, the idea of being downtown or something at noon to 1 o'clock just kind of seems a little tough on a Monday, especially when you haven't had much sleep and got up at 3 a.m. So the things you get to do in retirement, hopefully more Little Rock Touchdown Club. So we're going to come see Emmitt. I think that visit with Beth and I was, I think it was Tommy Tuberville. Maybe.
Is that what it was?
He just came to see you and see the Touchdown Club. So, gosh, what year was that?
Yeah, that was probably, God, it had to be over 10 years. I think for sure it was over 10 years, between 10 and 15 years ago. Wait to have you. You know, I wonder, too, how many people that will come to the Touchdown Club, it sold out for Emmitt Smith, how many, and I'll say women, just because women like dancing, how many know Emmitt Smith and like him from his Dancing with the Stars stuff versus his football stuff, what do you think? He won Dancing with the Stars.
I think he'll get – yeah, he won it. That's right. And a lot of the football – you know, a lot of the football players do pretty well on Dancing with the Stars, and he just came out and won it with that. I mean, he's got the smile. He has the personality. The WNC, or rather the NBA players they've had on there, haven't done as well. They're just kind of long, too long and lanky, and they just don't look as good. But those football players, they're quick on their feet and do well. So I think you'll have a lot of women, especially, who want to come see him for that. But I think, you know, even if you're a big dancing fan, you know he was a pretty big football player too, right?
Yeah, he is a Shumpert,
who played in the NBA, won Dancing with the Stars, but I think he might be the only one. Amon Shumpert.
Who? Amon Shumpert?
Yep.
Have you ever heard of Amon Shumpert?
Played for the Cavs. Like he's a good player. Played for the Cavs when they won it all,
Knicks,
didn't he?
Yep.
Oh, the Knicks this year?
Ward, I think.
And Roger, you said you think he played what?
Who did? No. I've ordered that at Scoops.
Oh man! It's the simple things in life like that.
All I got to do is pop off and keep the equipment right.
I love what Christian.
Y'all got me triggered during Razorback football talk. Here I am, completely untriggered. Christian,
how did you say? Christian just nonchalantly goes, no.
It's not a hard name, guys.
Who?
Amon Shumpert.
No. Yeah, we just don't. We've never heard of Amon Shumpert. We don't know.
I'll be honest with you, Baz. Neither Christian nor myself expected you to have heard the name Amon Shumpert.
If you'd have said Magic Johnson, I'd know who that was. I know he wanted it, but
he was a role player.
If you had said Lou Alcindor,
is there any other athlete? Well, you know, Doug Flutie got seventh. Doug Flutie's coming to the Touchdown Club. He got seventh 1 year. So, I mean, a lot more athletes are doing it. I think Emmett's only one.
Is he the only athlete that's there?
Well, it says Shumpert.
Did you say Jerry Rice? Did Jerry Rice?
I think Jerry did it.
Do it?
Yeah, we'll have to get a list of all those.
Okay. I love Emmitt Smith and Jerry Rice, but, oh, boy, that just takes away from their legacy.
Do you think so, Justin?
Well, that's where former celebrities go to officially end their careers.
That or Mass Singer.
But I think it's different. I think it was different.
They don't ever have anybody that's actually really famous.
That's right. I think it used to be different, though. I think it was a bigger deal back in the day.
Guys and gals that used to be famous.
That's usually, you know. You're right.
Hey, remember this guy? No, not really. maybe. Yeah.
M. Shumpert. It's a great example of that. Image bigger than all that.
Oh yeah.
All right. So
let me ask these guys. I bet now Christian May, Melinda should. Justin, I don't think you will. But someone else had passed away that we saw from Pigskin Preacher was a mainstay on game shows when we were.
Yeah, I remember her.
JP, was it
JP Morgan?
JP Morgan.
Is that what it was?
I think that's what it was. Right. Does that name ring a bell to any three of you?
No, I'm gonna look it up.
Did you say JP Morgan?
I believe that was.
That's
the name.
Like a bank.
Yeah, that's a bank
or an investment.
Hold on, make sure that we get the name right. I think that's what it was. Just hold on. I want to do it because this was another quote unquote. Now this was a celebrity. I never knew anything that this person.
She was a regular on talk. I mean,
she was a regular on the Gong Show. Easy, yeah. Raunchy.
Yeah.
Raunchy.
Yeah.
Does that name ring a bell to you?
You had to have watched
Melinda.
You've had to have watched. Game shows a lot to be able to get it. I mean, to be able to recognize.
Melinda's still there.
I'm still here listening.
Okay,
so what's the name again?
It's JP.
JP Morgan. She was a pop and TV star for an infamous stint on the Gong Show. She died yesterday at the age of 94. Does that name ring a bell to you? JP Morgan.
It's JP, J-A-Y-E.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I recognize her face, but I don't. I've probably seen it in a rerun of one of those game shows or something.
Hey, we got to be quick here, real quick, Melinda, because you were to call.
I'm sorry.
You want to call me out on this, which I'm fine. And listen, one of my favorite nights was me, you, and Justin, and Greg Hatcher, and our ladies all going to see Wicked. And I have been saying the wrong thing, Melinda, when talking about Hamilton. I call it a play, and that's not correct, right?
Correct. It's not correct. It's go ahead.
Musical. It's a musical.
Okay.
It's a musical, yeah. So if they don't sing or dance up there, it's just a play. If they do, it's a musical. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Melinda. I'm sorry he didn't know. Excuse me. Tim Wilson, our salesperson.
Embarrassing, really?
Thank you, Tim Wilson, our salesperson, lasted half of it. He lasted half of it. He walked out the last 7 years.
And he was with, may I say?
He was with a girl.
He was with a chick. You were with a chick, and you didn't even try to go, you know what? Oh, absolutely.
I respect it. I'm done. I'm taking all I can. I got to understand anything.
And if she stays, you say, that's it, we're done.
No, I stayed the entire show. The entire show I was there for 3 hours, an hour and a half, a break, and another hour and a half.
Oh,
it was a musical rap.
Hamilton's too deep for me, I think. I don't think I can enjoy it. Wick is more my speed.
I did. Did he get shot when I get in there? Yes, he did. Okay. Yes, he did.
Did confetti come out?
No. Some woman caught the bullet in the air, and they froze it and moved them around on this circular deal, and they were moving. And it was really cool.
You've seen Hamilton, right, Justin?
No, I've not. I haven't.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. I'm surprised. I would have thought you'd seen it.
You know, when I found out, what was it, 10, 15 years ago, it was the biggest.
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever.
Yeah.
When I heard about what it was about, I don't know. It just didn't strike me as something that I got to go watch this.
It sounded like I would
have trouble understanding it.
Yeah. Well, Roger,
don't they rap all the?
Yeah, it's a rap.
I have trouble understanding.
Yeah, I can't even understand
it. Yeah, me too.
I dumb it down.
I listen about as slowly as I talk.
The problem for me with musicals and stage plays and all that, even though I like Wicked and all that, is I need closed captioning.
I know. It would have helped for that. All right, Melinda, thank you for finding a sponsor before we go.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you to Sanders. That ring is exactly what our drafts needed, but you got to have the right chemicals in there. You got to have Sanders Brown helping you make sure that it continues to grow. I mean, they are the best. 315-9395. Amen. I like that, Justin.
Thanks, Melinda. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. We'll go on.
Go Hogs. All right, don't go. We'll be back at the Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway. We'll return 8:50.
Anybody could be that guy.
In partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. The WNBA season is here, and if you're looking for a W, FanDuel is the place to get it. Because with same-game parlays, you can build your bet your way. Just pick your players, your props, and stack it all in one play. From big performances to game-changing moments, you're in control of how you play it. So whether you're backing your favorites or calling your shots, FanDuel makes every game feel bigger. Because this season, it's not just about watching, it's about going for the W. You want FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Sports. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, official sportsbook of the WNBA. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Mike Rowe here with another fun fact. If your concrete is cracked or uneven, you can actually lift it back up. Whether it's a sinking driveway, a patio, or a sidewalk, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to lift your concrete slabs. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
Attention homeowners. Is your home insurance getting too expensive? Is the price of your home insurance going up every year? And your agent does nothing to help? There is a solution. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock offers several top-rated home insurance companies, which means you'll get the best coverage with the best price from the friendliest agents. Their hundreds of five-star reviews can't be wrong. Get a free, fast home insurance quote from McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today. To call, text, or submit a quote request, visit their website, McGeeIns.com. McGeeIns.com. That's McGeeIns.com. Or stop by McGee Insurance on JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Fire your home insurance company and hire McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda Volkswagen in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
Let's get the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up. Get on up. Get up.
All right. Got a short segment here. 8:54 here at Luxury Pool and Spa. The Lawson family, been in business 50 years. Locations rather than Conway and Russellville. We're here at the Conway location. I want to tell you real quick. Is that, I don't know, Justin, about, you probably, either Kate does or you have somebody that does it for you, but I'm going to tell you, Jeremy, thank goodness for Jessica, because I had no clue how to do all the chemical stuff. And there is a process for it.
We know, thank goodness for Jessica, for sure.
Everybody says that.
Justin, I mean, she starts getting all, because you guys gave her the instructions.
Yep.
There's no way I could do it. Does she take the samples and do the whole...
Well, it may be different since I did it, but when our first pool, the first house we built, golly, 16, 17 years ago, whatever it was, I did it for a while, but being out of town as much as I was, I come back, the pool's green, and I'm like, all right, I tried to do that, mow my yard, do all that, and it was something that I decided it was well worth spending the money to have the professionals do it, because it is there. I know it's probably easy to you guys, buddy, but I mean, to the normal Joe, it's it can be confusing. You come home after being gone a week at work, and you're like, it's 105 degrees, as it was a couple of weeks ago, and you just want to jump in your pool, but it looks like you would contract some type of disease that you would not be able to get rid of. So,
some people have the patience to do that. I don't. Jessica does.
Yeah.
I mean, like, put things. But are you that way, Roger? Can you go? I'll do it. I'll put something together.
Roger
you,
can do it. Roger.
I'm not that guy. I'll pay somebody because I think Roger would enjoy it, actually. See, that's what I'm saying. I think you enjoy the process.
When Samantha and I, the house that we lived at in Hot Springs before we moved, all that it was her grandmother's house that we moved into, had a pool, and so it was up to me to do the balance and all. Yeah. And it was nothing as easy or it was just putting it in there and shaking it up, almost like an American gangster. If it's blue, you know it's cocaine. You know, if it's a certain color in there, the pH balance and the shocking it and doing all that sort of stuff.
Pool boy Roger, I can see that. That's what it was. He's played that game.
That's what it was.
If I
did it out of necessity, as a mother.
What Jessica said, I mean, there's different levels to doing it. I mean, it's not a just, hey, in 3 seconds you're going to figure it out. I mean, you've got to work at it, right?
And the startup for the salt is definitely it's a process. Once you get it, it's not as bad, but it is a process. It's not something you can just guess on. You need to be testing
Do you still have to take it into like the stores, like you guys?
It's highly recommended.
Yeah,
I remember my parents usually doing that back in the day. And the difference in myself and Jessica's highly intelligent. I'm a knucklehead. Basically whatever the touring musician version of CTE is, I've got it. I think it's called wet brain.
That's why Roger had to jump into action today. He's our MacGruber. He figures things out. I can't do it.
Well, you listen.
Joe Nichols up next.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing